Hi, you're welcome to Expressions with Omozile podcast, where I share my thoughts and views on issues that affect us in our personal lives and in the society. My name is Omozile, an advocate for positivity, and your host. It's Friday. I am so glad that you've given me another opportunity to connect with you with my words today. I hope you learn a great deal today. I hope you decide to change and be the best version of yourself, because that's what I'm trying to do for myself. So I hope you do that too. I've recently, my episodes have been short but straight to the point. So today's episode is not going to be any different. Short and straight to the point. I just want to pass a message across, and I hope, I have faith that you will understand, you'll be able to comprehend my message. Elevation. Yeah, elevation. I want you to answer these questions. Just pick a pen and a paper. Or if you have your phone, you can just type it in. I want you to answer these questions. Do you elevate someone else's opinion to the status of being the judge in your life? That's question number one. Question number two, do you listen to people more than you listen to yourself? Question number three, do you move or do you follow the path you were asked to by someone else rather than or your intuition, your instincts, or your guts tell you to? These are my questions, and I hope your answers were true. if they're all yes, then today's episode is specially for you. Yeah? You see, your thoughts, your words, your imagination, your ideas should be elevated first and foremost before anyone else. Your opinion about certain things, about your habits or what you do, what you think of it, should come first. Elevate your own opinion. Elevate your own thoughts. Your own idea. So what do I mean by elevating your own thoughts or ideas? What do I actually mean when I say listen to yourself first? It's really simple. I mean, believe in yourself. Believe in your thoughts, your ideas. I want you to acknowledge the fact that you can make decisions by yourself and for yourself. Yeah. It's your responsibility, your rights. You have the power. So what if you make a mistake, a bad choice, a bad decision? You're doing well if you do that. Do you know? Because for you to make a mistake, that means you're trying. And when you make a mistake and you learn from it, you are going to change for the better. Because you're learning and you won't repeat it again. So it's better you talk to yourself, make a mistake, and be like, okay, fine, this was my fault. I'm not going to do this again. Rather than, when someone says you do this and you do it and it comes up bad, you can't actually blame that person. You still blame yourself. But I think it's more better you elevate your own opinion, take your own opinion, your own idea, and use it for yourself. Do you get me? I've been trying so hard to get a British accent. I don't know why. I just love it. I watch a lot of YouTube videos, I listen to podcasts, I just love the British accent. And most people be like, why are you so fake with the way you speak? But I'm learning. Okay, apart from the fact that I'm an English student in school, I am actually learning or trying to get that British accent. So if I sound funny, please don't laugh. I'm learning, I'm trying to improve my accent. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having the Nigerian accent. I do talk, you know, it's my Nigerian accent, just I try to twist and change words. So if you're laughing at me right now, shame on you. Okay, back to the main gist for today. Right now, I want you to, you know, place your hand on your chest and feel the beat. Yeah. Your beat. It's yours. Can you feel it? It's yours. I mean, there is nobody there. It's your beat. And so is every other part of you. You are a human that can breathe. You can think with your head. You should be able to make your own choices, be it wrong or right. Why should you elevate another human's opinion to being a judge in your life? Why should you let someone else decide for you in every little thing? I mean, every little thing. It's okay to listen to advice from friends and family. Don't misunderstand me. It's okay to take advice from people. But, you know, when it's bad, it's when you're always going with something someone said. Even when you're not comfortable with it, even when you know it's not right, you still go with it because you feel the other person knows best. You feel you're dumb. I mean, is that how you feel about yourself? You feel you are not up to that level to make big life decisions. No, that's wrong. You have to learn to believe in yourself. Embrace yourself. Embrace your thoughts. Embrace your ideas. Learn to embrace your choices. Learn to acknowledge it. And when you do this, you elevate yourself. You elevate your thoughts, your ideas, your imaginations to a whole different level. You grow. And like I said before, even when you make mistakes, as far as you learn from it, as far as you know you will change for the better, it's not bad. It's actually good. Because you're learning and you're changing for good. So embrace your thoughts, your ideas, believe in yourself. You can do it. Elevate yourself. You have that power too. Elevate your thoughts. That's it for today. I hope, I have faith that you've gained something, even if it's little. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing my podcast episodes. Thank you for the feedback. Thank you for the questions, the contributions, the suggestions. Thank you so much. It's like my daily motivation pill. I'm so glad that I'm doing this. And I remember I promised you guys quality content from now. So this is just the beginning. I'm making a promise to you to be real and deliver my message with straight facts, with raw facts. I promise to be true to you, and of course I promise to be real. So thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Remember to be positive. be happy. Make sure your happiness is contagious. Share your positive energy around. Stay blessed. Thanks for listening.